This is Arizona Board Executive Cremacy, and we're about to hold an absolute discharge hearing for Mr. Daniel Marrero, and we want to, it shows that he was going to participate. Are you available to participate?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if you hold on, we're going to get started right now. So, Mr. Marrero, would you state your name and your ADC number, sir?
My name is Daniel Romero. My DOC number is 72508.
Thank you, sir. We have your application, sir, that you wish to be considered for absolute discharge. Now, based on some information that I have, you went on home arrest, or you were approved for home arrest by this board on November the 5th, 2012. Then on April 17, 2014, you was paroled to general parole, and you came before this board on August the 1st of this year, and you were ineligible at that time, and you're back at this time for a for absolute discharge. Am I correct, sir?
This is my second time in front of you, yes.
This is your second time in front of us, yes, sir.
4 years.
Okay. Based on, well, first of all, how are you doing in terms of your, so far, in terms of general parole? How's everything going, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. I've been at the same job for 4 years. I follow all the rules. I'm also on probation, adult probation. I've been on that. When I came out, I was on home arrest, adult probation, and parole. All three, and still adult probation and parole. And I wear an ankle monitor.
So you are still on probation?
Yes, sir.
Is that lifetime probation, or do you know, sir?
Yeah, it's lifetime.
Okay. And so why are you requesting absolute discharge, sir? What would that do for you? Why are you interested in absolute discharge,
sir? Well, I would like it. For one reason is I could get a better job. I've been at this job for 4 years, working for the same place I lived in when I came out of prison. It's the Windsor Hotel. I've been working there, and it'll be going on 5 years this year. And I get off of parole in October the 22nd of next year, of 2018.
So you get off of parole October what now?
I believe it's the 22nd,
21st,
2018.
October 21st, 2018, and you will be off of parole.
Yes, sir.
But you will not be off of
probation.
Yeah. You will remain on probation because you have lifetime probation. Am I correct? I just want to make sure I'm correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now. So, how do you think that the absolute discharge would help you in terms of employment, sir?
Well, I could get a raise, and I want to go to work on one of these sweepers. They pay like $12 an hour, where I've been making $10 an hour. I started out at minimum wage at $8.50 for the company. And like I said, I've been there going on 5 years, and I'm still making the same money, and I'm only part-time. They won't give me full time because I am the relief man for the other ones that take the days off. If they get overtime, I have to work the extra 8 hours. They can't go over 88 hours. So I work 72 hours.
So have they made a commitment to you already, sir, that you would, have they made a commitment, I'm talking about the Windsor Hotel, have they made a commitment that they're going to put you on full time if you have absolute discharge, sir?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. Now, sir, and as you know, we do have your parole officer on the phone, but I'm just going to ask just a couple of questions, and then your parole officer can make any comments that he feels necessary. But I do take note, sir, that back on December the 23rd in 2015, you missed your UA. What happened that day, sir? Why did you miss your UA that day, sir?
I think it was we were doing Christmas shopping, and I just spaced it out. And when I remember, it was too late, so I called the PO. I called my probation officer up and told him, and he told me to go down and take it the next day.
You did take it the next day, but I was just wondering, You know, you had had 55, and you had been, I mean, 55 UAs when I said, and you had been successful, and all of a sudden, you missed that one on the 23rd of December back in 2015.
Yeah, that was the day before Christmas.
Okay. The other one that I want you to explain to the board is this minor home curfew violation, which I'm going to assume took place this year, back in May 6th of 2017. What happened there, sir?
We were going to church, and I left early, and not realizing that we had changed my time from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. So we were going to the store, and we were going to go to church. And that's what happened. Then they called me and told me, hey, you know, you left the house early. I think it might have been like maybe a half hour early.
And you didn't think about it before? I mean, you had been on general parole for a long time there, but you didn't think that, hey, I better not keep up with my schedule? You didn't think about that, sir?
Oh, I keep schedule up on the board. I almost left early this morning because we were going to come here at 8 o'clock. And my wife looked up on the refrigerator, and she says, hey, you can't leave till 8 o'clock in the morning. We were going to leave at 7 to get here. I forgot to tell Mr. Bird that. We had to change the time for coming here.
So exactly what do you do there at that hotel? That the
I just a desk clerk, more or less. I watch a monitor all night with the guys in the hotel. We have a lot of ex-felons there.
And you feel that absolute discharge, then, that you would be ready to find, would you continue to be employed there at the at that hotel, or would you be looking for employment elsewhere, sir?
I'll be looking for another job, but I won't quit there until I have another job.
Now, have you sought employment elsewhere since you're not full-time there at the Windsor Hotel? Have you actually looked for other employment, sir?
I didn't before I got married, but now we bought a house, and I have a house to pay for, and a truck payment, and a car payment. So we're both retired, my wife and I, but I still work part-time.
So when did you get married, sir?
I got married July 16th, last year.
Last year, so you've been married about a year and 3 months, 3 or 4 months?
Yes, sir. I'm very happily married.
And how are you adjusting to married life after having, I know it was a while, but after having been incarcerated, how are you adjusting to married life, sir?
The same way I adjusted to coming home, real easy. I had no problems.
No problem.
No, sir, I did 26 years in there, and been on parole for going to be 5 years.
And this one you can tell me that you're not going to answer it, but how did you find your wife, sir?
Oh, I've known her since for years. I've known her probably 50 years.
Oh, okay, so it's been someone that you've known for a while. Okay,
yes,
so you finally got nerve enough to ask her, would she marry you, and she said yes.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members at this time. Parole Officer Burr, I'm going to yield to you, sir. We have reviewed your report that you submitted to the board, and it's a comprehensive report, but we want to hear from you anything that you want to share with the board as it relates to Mr. Romero today, sir.
Yes, sir.
You ever
had
Mr. Romero
had been incarcerated for 3 years. I believe in 2015 he came back on my case, so I've never had any real significant violations with him. He's always dropping UAs on a pretty consistent basis. In regards to the home zone violation earlier this year, I think it was on his part, it was a minor oversight of the curfew. He was actually going to group that day. And he stopped off at a store, if I remember correctly. It was about 30 minutes prior to his curfew. But other than that, those are the Miss UA and the curfew are the only violations that we really had with him.
I'm sorry to ask this, but I just have to ask it my way. I don't know any other way to ask it. My distinguished colleague, they would be a little more diplomatic than I'm going to be. Why do you think that he missed that UA, and then this year he ended up with that little situation, although it was 30, 40 minutes, as you stated? What's going on? How does he miss? And he said this morning his wife had to remind him that he couldn't leave until 8 o'clock, so he wanted to leave at 7 this morning. So what's going on? Why do you think that's happening, sir?
You know, anytime there's any changes he is conscientious about it. He wants to make sure he's following the correct curfew. That day, I don't have an explanation for what happened. As far as the way, I don't know. I mean, he's never tested positive for anything. He's given him breathalyzers and...
But let me ask this question, sir, and I might be creating a little problem by asking it, but I think I can ask it. Nobody else up here can ask it because they're not old enough. But does it have anything to do with age, you think? And I can ask it because I'm older than he is. So does it have anything to do with age, you think? Or what's going on? I'm just curious.
You mean mental capacity and
forgetting? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that could play a part into it, I think. From time to time, people do forget stuff. I mean, I think that's the only missed UA he's had the entire time.
So he had 55, and that was the first one after he had 55. So that says that he had been doing pretty good with them. Yes, sir. This is, I'm going to state this, you're being on the phone and to the board as well. Now, we do have this letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office objecting to absolute discharge. And I'm not saying that this should influence the board one way or the other, board members. But since I've been on the board, this is the first time that county attorney's office has objected to an absolute discharge, which I find very interesting. To be sure, they did go back, with a long history, as you can see about, the original offense itself. But yet they still feel that that he's not ready for absolute discharge. And I just wanted to put that on the record. And one reason is that Mr. Morrell released from prison and was put on probation on May 9, 2014. He's now asking for an absolute discharge. Mr. Rush should not be given an absolute discharge. He preyed upon vulnerable young girls and had sex with her so many times she could only estimate. And I just found that very interesting that they have put this in the record. And the other thing that catch my attention, board members, and I'm not trying to persuade the board one way or the other. I'm just stating facts since I've been on the board. This is the first time since I've been on the board that we have a person asking for absolute discharge who would still be on probation. I just throw that out, not asking it to influence anyone. But I just wanted to, that really concerned only one board member, and that's myself. So why are you on probation? So why are you on probation, sir? Do you know?
Why am I on adult probation?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, because I had a sexual conduct with my stepdaughter.
You're level three?
Level two.
Level two?
Yes, sir.
And so you're going to be on lifetime probation for the rest of your life?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Board members, any further questions by board members at this time?
I didn't have any other questions, sir. Just Mr. Romero, going through this, if you were, this board decided to, if you were on, received the absolute discharge from parole, I'd tell you one of the concerns I have that after reviewing during the file of the sexual conduct with a minor, which would have been your stepdaughter, but our reports indicate that it's two-sided. She was being more aggressive towards you, and then the other side said that you were being aggressive toward her. You know, I do have a concern that what prevents this from happening again, sir.
Well, I do take drug treatment programs, and I take full responsibility for everything because I was the adult, no matter what.
Okay.
But I never ever would even think of doing it again. You know what I mean? And that's the way I talk with my wife, and everybody asks me. If anybody asks me, I tell them, you know what I mean? And I don't hide nothing.
Okay.
I'm a pretty straight person when it comes to that.
So yeah. And it does, in the progress report from the Parole says that you are doing classes and been involved in classes as a result of that. Did you figure out what was your trigger, what triggered that, or?
Well, you know, it's a long, long time ago, and
yes.
Sometimes it's hard to remember everything. But I think it was more or less with her mother and I fighting a lot, you know. And then I could say maybe I was trying to get back at her mother.
Okay.
So that's what I believe it was.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Romero.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Who's with that? That's your wife?
That's my wife.
Did she want to make a statement to the board?
We're both partially deaf, so
okay.
She has to have to raise it up.
Okay, well, you can just step aside and let her come forward.
Okay.
You don't have to go back. You can just stand right there somewhere, sir.
He said you want to make any statements for me.
I'm not real good at speaking in public, but
well, first of all, state your name first.
My name is Inesita Romero.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Daniel Romero's wife,
mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to let you know that since his release, he's really turned his life around, and he's not doing all the things that were triggering all his bad behavior before, and he's trying to help people as much as he can. He's just trying to lead a good and a good life, and he's a good person. That's all I can say.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and thanks for coming today. Thank you.
Sorry.
I said thank you so very much for coming.
Okay,
thank you, ma'am. Okay, now, Mr. Marrero, we want to give you an opportunity. Well, let me ask you, are there any further questions for Mr. Marrero at this time? No further questions. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. What else do you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I beg your pardon?
We're coming towards the end of your hearing. Is there anything else you want to tell the board before the board makes its decision today, whether to parole you to absolute discharge? Anything else you want to say to the board at this time, sir?
Yes, sir. I hope that your decision is in my favor. If it isn't, then I'll wait till October the 22nd of next year. And that's about all I could ask yous, and thank yous.
Thank you so very much, sir. And you may have a seat now.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Okay, board members, the board is now going into discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination. It may sound like we're talking to Mr. Marrero or his wife, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves now, and this is part of the Arizona Open Meeting Law. Therefore, this will be the first time that we will have discussed it as a board, as we are constituted now. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Marrero is a very interesting person. I believe that he's making progress. He's made progress. I do have just a little concern about those two things. I know that they happen. They can happen to me. They can happen to anyone. You don't have to be old like me for them to happen to, but they can happen. But he did miss that UA, and then this thing with his GPS system. I'm just a little concerned about that. I'm only speaking as one board member, not trying to influence the board. The other thing concern that I have is statement coming from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, which is very unusual. but they did make it, and so I am concerned, but I am prepared to listen to other board members before we, before I finalize my concern. Board members, any board member wishes to make a discussion at this point from board members? Okay, we'll start with Mr. Neal.
Well, sir, I agree with you about the letter from the county attorney's office. I also have a problem with the long and many times repeated offense before he was incarcerated originally. But the letter from county attorney's office is a concern. I haven't been here all that long, but I have noticed that also. It's very unusual at this stage that the county attorney would object, especially so strongly, to a release. For me, at this time, I'm not in favor of granting the absolute discharge from Mr. Romero.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Neal. The Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Dr. Wright, I agree with Mr. Neal, and I think that Mr. Romero, while he is on parole, is required to attend some of those sex classes or classes that he has to attend. I think he needs to continue to attend those classes, you know, just for the safety of the community. So I am not in favor of the absolute discharge, which would relieve him from having to attend those classes and participate based on the crime and the information that we have listed in the report.
Great. Thank you so very much. Anything that you want to add, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse?
And I would just add that truly the sentence ending date is not that far in the future. So, I mean, it is in the future, but not. It's less than a year.
Therefore, with that being said, I'm going to make a motion, see where I go, and my motion is going to be to deny absolute discharge to Mr. Moraro, ADC number 072508, and that is my motion.
Second.
It's seconded by Ms. Johnson and agreed by Mr. Neal and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, your request for absolute discharge has been denied, but don't look at this as being a negative. And as my distinguished colleague, Ms. Rittenhouse, has pointed out, and you pointed out when you were up here, that you will be, less than a year, about a year from now, you will be off of the parole. But then you still have to deal with the probation. But this will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. And thank you and congratulations to you and your wonderful wife. Good luck, and we wish you the best. Thank you so very much.